A framed picture of Ricardo Portillo stands next to the casket, which is closed for the viewing. Friends and family are wearing white in his memory and trying not to think too much about the circumstances of his death. Elena Lopez is Portillo's niece. She says he was like a second father.
I'm trying not to cry. I'm trying to remember him, how he was. Just how, like, goofy he was. All his jokes and stuff.
The service is in the Rail Event Center next to the Diamond Mattress Company, where Portillo worked on the production line for 16 years up until his death. Nicole Fox is the daughter of the owner and has known Portillo, or Ricky as he was known, since she was 7 years old.
Every single time I would go in the back and I would see Ricky, he'd always smile, and even for a second, it would just brighten your day. And so it's really upsetting because it's, you know, it's so sudden, and it's just a great loss in anyone's life who knew him, because he was one of the kindest, sweetest people you would ever know.
Portillo's daughter, Joanna, who has formerly been speaking to the press, has asked for privacy, saying in a statement that she just wants to be with her dad. The 17-year-old, who allegedly struck Portillo, has been charged with a third-degree felony that could result in a prison sentence of up to 5 years. If he's convicted as a juvenile, the penalty could be less severe. In regards to the charges filed, Joanna Portillo says she has no comment at this time and she'll let the justice system take its course. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.